start by telling me a little bit about some of the things you've heard from community members both tonight and also just out and about.
Absolutely. So we are on a statewide listening tour in response to an executive order from Governor Spanberger. Her charge to myself and the Secretary of Education, Dr. Jeffrey Smith, is to go out and to hear from students, from educators, from principals, division leaders, and community members, as well as parents, on what's working in public education in Virginia and where we can improve.
And what are, tell me, some of those things you've heard?
So I have described it as a fantastic mix of hope and candor. So there has been so much hope about education in Virginia, all the opportunities that we're providing for students, from our littlest learners who are in childcare or preschool, and how we are strengthening interactions through high school academies like the ones we have here in Alexandria City, where we are helping students figure out different pathways for success after high school. Some of that is academic, some of that is career and technical education, and so much of it is incredibly innovative and really thinking differently about how do we bring experiences to students that prepare them to learn, to think critically, to be successful in the workplace, whether that's career immediately after high school, whether that's after college and beyond. And so seeing all this innovation and excitement has been incredibly hopeful. We are also getting some candid feedback on how do we at the state partner with school divisions to set high expectations, but also support our educators and our communities to be successful. And what does that mean in terms of the timing and the pacing of some of the change coming from Richmond? How do we support all of our educators? How do we support our students? They have incredible needs, from mental health needs to students who are new to this country to students who might not be engaged in school. We have students who think we need more technology, and we have students who think we need less technology. And so that feedback is what we'll take back to Richmond. We'll produce a report for the governor, and then we'll lay out a roadmap for the next 4 years on how we can all work together to strengthen public education in Virginia.
What are some examples of things that you've heard folks hope for change on?
So a part of it is really figuring out in 2026, like, how do we support all students to be successful? Some of those are, how do we make sure that we're supporting kids' mental health? Some of it is, how do we support the challenging behaviors that some of our students might bring to classrooms, and how do we support our teachers to manage those behaviors, to partner with parents to support kids' development? Some of that's, how do we make sure that there are the right amount of opportunities? We know here in Alexandria City that there are 400 courses offered, but that means you have multiple campuses and you have to figure out transportation. And so, those sorts of challenges of really not only what do we need to fix that didn't work in the past, but how do we take a look at where we are in 2026 and really think differently about what it takes to educate every student in the Commonwealth, even though they might have different backgrounds, different experiences, and different desires for the future.
You asked the surface level question in the listening tour about what you all can do in terms of in Richmond at the state level. A couple of things just that have been top of mind for educators for a couple of years: accreditation, standardized testing. What could folks expect in this new administration as it relates to those two things?
Well, the first and most important thing is folks just want to know what is happening and when. And so a big takeaway is that we need to work in partnership with the governor's office to lay out a roadmap to 2030 that really maps out for testing, for accountability, for things like literacy and math, what is going to stay the same, and they can count on it staying the same. So some of the changes in literacy, we're going to stay the course on that. And what's going to change? There's a set of changes coming from our legislative audit committee that says we need to change this about accountability. So what will we change next year? What will we change in the second year? What will we change in the third year? So that's been the single biggest takeaway. They have also asked us to be thoughtful about change and the pace of change, and so there are places where they want us to stay the course. When you look at some of the most recent changes, we've just changed the English language arts and math and science and social science studies. Please don't change those standards again, right? Let us focus on you know, getting used to them, using the curriculum to support them, training our educators on them. On other areas, they say we do want to see some changes as it relates to testing and figuring out what our next assessment system will be and how do we support all of our schools to implement that testing in a way that works better for kids and for educators.
I just want to ask you one last thing about, as you take on this new role, tell me, what would you describe as the biggest challenge in education in Virginia in 2026?
Oh, what a hard question.
Things.
You know, I think as we come out of the pandemic, we just realized that the world has changed. And so figuring out how do we attract and retain a workforce when it is much more competitive, right, to attract teachers to the workforce? How do we keep kids' attention when there's far more distraction than there was 5 or 10 years ago? Phones, devices, and others. And ultimately, when we're in a state where we've probably never been more diverse, how do we truly meet the needs of all learners? And what looks important in Alexandria City is different from what's in Abingdon in the Southwest, right, and in the Tidewater region. And so the real challenge, the hardest part of this job, is figuring out how do we do that in 2026 with all those challenges and opportunities in front of us.
Is there a deadline?